らあら。
Hey guys, and welcome to another episode of the Ara Ara channel. Today, I'm with my co-host Vince as usual, and we have two guests today, Alnamer and Jinzo. And today is a bit different from the usual topics that we have. We will be talking more of a very sensitive topic. We all know about the current passing of Akira Toriyama, and as we all know, he has made a huge impact on not just anime, but also manga and the Japanese culture as a whole. And we would all want to sort of record this episode as a remembrance for that. So that's why we also have Jinzo and Alnamer today, because they are, as you can see, like huge fans and admirers of Akira's work. So, yeah.
Oh, hoodie.
Yeah.
Can you see this? It's, what's it called? Super Saiyan Pikachu.
So cute.
I just found that's sick.
Yeah.
That is super sick. So like you can tell like they are ready.
Huge fans.
Huge fans. Can you guys talk about a little bit about yourselves first actually? If we could start with Jinzo.
Yeah. So my name is Hamad Smail. People call me Jinzo. I work in aviation engineering. Other than that, I cosplay. One of the cosplays actually in plan is a Bardock cosplay. Hopefully one day it's going to be done. And other than that, I wrestle as well. My finisher, my actual, like, technically ultimate move in wrestling is a Dragon Ball inspired, actually.
That's a fact right there.
Exactly. And I've been watching Dragon Ball. Literally, it's one of my first cartoons ever. And it's technically the first anime I ever watched. It was dubbed. But then later on, when Super came out, I watched it in, like, subbed as well. But I watched the first Dragon Ball Z, 276 episodes, two times.
Wow.
Yeah, if I say Dragon Ball is my favorite show or like my favorite cartoon, it's an understatement. It's like it's way up there compared to other animes and everything. So when people ask me, what's your favorite anime? I don't say Dragon Ball. I'll say like some of the animes that I watched because Dragon Ball is way up there. I'll be like, oh, Dragon Ball is not counted. It's just Dragon Ball. And I love it.
Like, it has its own people... place, you know?
Exactly. It's Dragon Ball. Like the movies and everything. Super Broly is one of my favorite anime movies. I cannot stop like gushing over it. I think I watched it four times maybe. And the fight scene is just crisp. But anyways, Dragon Ball inspired me for a lot of things other than just awesome the anime is. It's one of the reasons why I got into the gym and trying to get buff basically. Like trying to get those Saiyan muscles basically. And that's who I am basically.
My name is Ibrahim. Some people know me as Alnamer from my Instagram account. I'm a university student and I study computer science at the moment. Actually, my favorite anime is Dragon Ball, but my first anime that I watched was what's called Parasite, which was like 20-something episodes. The only reason I watched it, because it wasn't that long. I'm not a person that watches anime or series or anything. I just wanted to get rid of it because it was 20 episodes. Yeah, just watch it for like 2 days and it's done. But after like a few years, I saw my brother like collecting figures of Dragon Ball. Actually, the reason why I started watching Dragon Ball is because I saw a meme about Ultra Instinct, and then I decided, the theme song, right? The theme song. After I watched like just one or two memes, the tin tin, you know that one, right?
Tin.
Yeah, that one.
So you basically started with Dragon Ball Super.
No. I watched the meme. Yeah. And then I watched Dragon Ball Z.
I think I first started watching Dragon Ball, it was 2002, I think.
Wow.
When I was a kid, they used to put it on Spacetoon. Remember those days?
Yeah, that's
in Arabic, and it was in Arabic.
Do you guys watch the anime in Arabic? How does it
when we were kids,
you guys?
Yeah.
It's weird. In Arabic, Goku isn't... his name is Gogo, and he wasn't like an idiot that only loves fighting. He actually had like morals and stuff like that, and like he was really smart, technically, in Arabic. In Japanese, he is battle smart, but other than that, Goku is an airhead.
You guys were in for a rude awakening when you watched the Japanese dub. You're like, who is this guy? This is not Gogo.
No, in the Arabic song, it says that Goku, he wants to like guide people, they make them true, hopeful, blah, blah, stuff like that. Yeah, he is that. But in the Arabic version, they emphasized on it so much. No, that's not Goku. Maybe that's Gohan, but no. Goku wants to fight the strongest opponent and get stronger, and that's it. He threw a sensu bean to Cell so he can be at full strength to fight his own son. Here you go, self. You got this, son. Like, but I love the bubble.
Yeah. Goku is a bit, you know, maybe he got a bit of a brain damage from when he was a kid. Remember? Yeah. That's why he stopped being this aggressive Super Saiyan and just became
basically,
know.
Yeah.
Didn't he hit his head? That's the reason why he became stupid?
Yeah.
He was exactly. a kid. Yeah, he hit his head. Exactly. Yeah. So he does have brain damage. Yeah.
But it wasn't emphasized in the Arabic. That's the thing.
Yeah, the Arabic was different. Yeah, the Arabic was different. Yeah.
But I think that's common for animes that are being localized. Because me growing up in the Philippines, just a bit of a background for the both of us. I grew up in the Philippines, and Amy here is obviously a Filipina, but she grew up, I mean, born and raised in Dubai. So I feel like in terms of childhood memories, she can relate more to you guys than me. Because for me, it's a totally different experience. In the Philippines, it's also in Tagalog, like in our language. And it's the same feeling as you guys. Like, it felt weird when I watched the Japanese stuff because it's like, who is this guy? You know, like, this is not how it was on TV. So, yeah.
Wait, a question for both of you, Amy and Viv. Do you know Mang Jose?
Mang Jose, yeah. Is it the song or the sauce? Mang Jose. Jose. I'm superhero na. Sorry. Yeah. I got carried away. So, yeah. Anyway, going back.
Superhero pie. Yeah, going back.
First of all, I wanted to ask, how big was Dragon Ball in the UAE? Because in the Philippines, it's everyone is talking about it. Even kids who doesn't like anime, everyone in school will be talking about it. If you miss an episode, everyone will be discussing, oh, you missed this episode, this is what happened yesterday and stuff. Because it was being shown in the Philippines on a daily basis. That's how it is. And as you know, guys, anime in Philippines is huge. But I wanted to know, like, how is it in the UAE? Was it as big as like that? Or is it more of a casual thing?
To me, I think it's actually big. Like, if I ask my dad, he would know who Goku is. Dragon Ball is like Pokemon over here as well. It's recognizable. Like, literally, like, after showing this, like, Pikachu, yeah. Goku, technically the ultimate combination for, like...
Yeah. For boomers and Gen Xers, if you say anime, that's the two things.
That comes into mind, yeah.
Yeah, they would call it all either Goku or Dragon Ball. And yeah, it's really big over here in the Middle East, let's just say the Middle East.
Was your experience the same, Elnemar?
Not really, actually, no. Mine is completely opposite. When I was in school, I never heard anyone talk about anime up until high school. And I met only like a few people who actually talked about anime. Because up until high school, I didn't really watch anything. The only anime I watched at that point was Parasite. And then I met my friends who watched like One Piece. And they watched Dragon Ball at the same time. And they kept telling me to watch them stuff, but I'm just too lazy.
Imagine your friends introducing you, oh, watch One Piece. It has 1,000 episodes, but it's fine.
Yeah, it's fine. It's fine, you know, it's fine.
And how about Dragon Ball Z? Oh, yeah, it has 200 plus episodes for just one arc, but yeah, it's fine.
Actually, Dragon Ball is the only long anime I watched.
Really?
The only long anime I watched. I watched like 200 episodes of One Piece and then I just stopped. I got bored. I just got lazy. Not bored. Okay, the anime is good. I agree, but I got lazy. All right, I got lazy. It's 1,000 episodes. I'm not going to watch 1,000
episodes. He started sweating. He was like, oh, hold on. There's a lot of One Piece fans.
I have a Shanks figure. Okay, I like One Piece. Okay.
He got pressured with how we looked like when we shot.
The thing is, I like One Piece as well. I actually watched One Piece. I watched the first 13 episodes and then stopped.
13?
Yeah, to be fair, like, I
don't want this to be a One Piece episode, but guys, give it a chance. Sorry.
I know it's good. But the thing is, Dragon Ball, I grew up with it. I have to watch it. Right now, what's coming out next is Dragon Ball Daima. I'm not sure how it's going to be. It's going to be more catered to kids because they're going to revert everyone back into their childlike state. Mm-hmm. They look cute and everything, so I'm not sure. What I wanted to see was the animation keeping the style of Dragon Ball Super Broly, which was amazing. Like, Dragon Ball Super Hero, I'll give it to them. They tried to make the 3D animation work. It was okay-ish. The story was nice. I know they hit a lot of nostalgia points with Gohan. Wait, spoiler. I'm not sure if this is a spoiler to people, but, like, Gohan's new transformation.
Go for it.
I mean, yeah, it's been what, like, 2 years, 3 years? 2 years, yeah. I think.
It's not a spoiler.
Yeah, if you haven't watched it, then that's your
It's point. On you.
Yeah, it is.
It's actually a good movie, Dragon Ball Super Hero. It's actually a good movie. They gave Piccolo the well-deserved transformation that he gets. Piccolo Finally. Orange. The name can be fixed, I know. It's like Super Saiyan Blue, which was actually, what's it called, fan-made. It got made into the anime as well. Gohan Beast was literally hitting every nostalgic point from when Gohan first transformed into Super Saiyan 2. It's kind of a cash grab for them, like just to draw in back the old fandom. But it is what it is, basically.
Yeah.
I'm gonna be completely honest. I wasn't a huge fan of the movie after I watched it. I get the whole Beast Form is amazing. The Beast Form, Orange Piccolo, they're amazing. You know, the story is good. That's not the issue. My issue with it was that, like, some things just didn't make sense to me. And even in the movie itself, they call it out. I might be nitpicking here, but you remember when Piccolo was wearing the soldier armor? And Gohan didn't recognize him? And then his daughter, who's like, what, just child, recognize him? It kind of doesn't make sense for me. Also, the fact that when he transformed, obviously, when you transform, they have to be, like, training, right? In Dragon Ball Z, we all know this, that they have to be consistently training for them to actually transform. And then when Gohan does it, it's like, oh, I was training in secret.
No, the thing is with Gohan, they check it too. He has his, what's it called, hidden potential. So there's three characters in Dragon Ball that have that hidden potential. And they're always compared to each other. One is Gohan. His hidden potential is like huge.
It's the half Saiyans, basically.
Half Saiyans, but like Gohan has like the biggest hidden potential, like especially when he was stronger than Goku and Piccolo when he was like, what, five?
I think even Akira Toriyama said that Gohan is actually stronger than Goku.
Yeah, Gohan was actually supposed to be the main protagonist in the Buu arc. But then they changed it because they wanted Goku back.
Yeah.
The second guy with the ultimate hidden potential is, well, of course, Broly. He evolves as he fights. Mm-hmm. And then the one, in my opinion, that has the biggest hidden potential, and it's not because of his race, it's because of him. Even in his race, he's considered as a beast, technically, which is Frieza.
What about Goten, though?
Goten?
Goten. The youngest child.
Who's that?
What do you mean, who's that, bro?
Oh my god!
Bro, what do you mean? You don't know Goten?
Who's that? Just chuck him aside. Like, they literally forgot about him.
He's not a... He does not exist. They didn't give him a character development. He's just like, oh, hey, Goten is cute. That's it.
I think Goten has potential, but they just threw him away.
Exactly. That's the thing.
Yeah.
Fun fact about me, sometimes at work, I listen to, like, what-if stories. People, like, just make up their own stories. What if Vegeta crashed on Earth instead of Goku? What if Chi-Chi became a Saiyan by a wish or something? What if Bardock and Gine survived the blast? A lot of things, a lot of what ifs, and a lot of them make more sense than the actual story. Respect to Akira Toriyama, respect to what he did, but let's be honest, he even said it, he forgets a lot.
Yeah.
You guys know Launch, right?
Yeah, Launch, yeah. The blue-haired girl.
Yeah, the first Super Saiyan, technically, when she turns her hair
yellow. Yellow
when she gets... The reason why she wasn't technically in Dragon Ball Z a lot, in Dragon Ball Z, she was in two episodes. One, she was sad because Tien died. And in another episode, I think she was giving some of her energy to Goku for the Genki Dama against Buu. Mm. But the reason why she wasn't in the anime, and Akira Toriyama explained, because he forgot about her.
And there was also one more, I think. He forgot the tail.
He didn't forget the tail. The tails existed and everything. The only reason why he excluded the tails, because he found it hard to draw them and he was lazy to draw them. Now that's actually serious.
One more theory. Oh, no, this is not a theory. I think this was confirmed. The only reason why the Saiyans have yellow hair was because he's too lazy to shade them anymore.
Yeah. I heard about that one.
That's why they're called the Golden Warrior. He's like, yeah, I'll just draw the silhouette of the hair, but it's up to you guys to think how blonde he is, you know? Because, yeah, printing back then, it's very hard to do the shading, yeah.
That sparked the false Saiyan argument because, what's it called? In... Dragon Ball, when Lord Slug attacked, there you can see Goku becoming like kind of a Super Saiyan, but he was like orangish. The guys that made the movie, they saw the silhouette of what a Super Saiyan would look like, but they didn't know the color scheme.
The colors, yeah.
So now they're calling it the false Super Saiyan, not the actual one. Even though technically it was going to be the debut of the Super Saiyan. One of the things that made Saiyans unique was the tail, for me. Transforming into the Ozaru form. This is why Super Saiyan form, even though GT is like something on its own, Super Saiyan form is my favorite Super Saiyan form of all time because it looks primal. It actually gives the legendary Super Saiyan meaning. Like, this is what a Super Saiyan should look like. A giant monkey. They're monkeys. I love them because they're monkeys.
And you're just being biased.
He's so passionate about it.
You're just being biased, man. Come on. You're just being... Look at your hat.
But like, let's be honest, honestly. Super Saiyans, what's so unique about them is the tail and the golden Ozaru... Not the golden, I mean the Ozaru form. cut the tail off, they look human. Like, it's just human, and then they can transform into Super Saiyans. And then Goku has Ultra Instinct. Fun fact, the first person to, like, other than the angels and gods, to unlock Ultra Instinct, because that was in the manga, was Master Roshi. And then Goku learns from him to transform in the anime. Because he fought Jiren in that form, in, like, false Ultra Instinct. Jiren was trying to hit Master Roshi, and Master Roshi was just, like, avoiding attacks. If we're talking about power levels, even though they're insignificant now, Master Roshi's maybe power level in Tournament of Power was, like, let's say 10 million or something. And we're talking about characters that are, their power levels are in the septillions and stuff like that. Numbers you can't even, like, fathom. And he was, like, 10 million or something. He's just an old man with experience. This is why I love Master Roshi. He's one of my favorite characters. But, yeah, that's how Akira Toriyama is. The story could have been better. But, come on, he gave us something literally to, like, just remember for the ages. I really want them to make, like, a Walt Disney statue. Like, yeah. You know the Walt Disney with, like, Walt Disney and then Mickey next to him? I want, like, one with Akira Toriyama and Goku. They're just, like, doing a fusion form or something. Like, they're trying to fuse. That would be amazing. He was one of the pioneers for anime.
Just to add to what you're saying, he's technically, I wouldn't say the father of anime, because obviously we have other people for that. But, like, he started the fad in the 80s and then going to the 90s. He inspired a lot of other mangakas to start drawing. Like, even Oda of One Piece and Kishimoto of Naruto, they wrote very lengthy messages for Akira Toriyama when he passed away, because, like, he inspired both of them to start drawing. We wouldn't have the big three right now as it is if it's not for, Akira Toriyama. But speaking of Dragon Ball, we've been talking about a lot of Dragon Ball now, but I want to ask you guys, what is the most memorable moment for you?
For me, it's actually two scenes. I'll start with the second top for me. The second top was the father Kamehameha when
Gohan
was firing a Kamehameha with one hand. I actually even, like, made a post on Instagram with a friend of mine. We were in the gym and we were, like, doing a beam struggle together. Mine was only the one-handed Kamehameha, and his was like a final flash, basically. That will always bring goosebumps to me, makes me, like, shiver, like, seeing it, of how epic it was. And let's say an honorable mention is when Gohan became Super Saiyan 2, the song, the Japanese and English. And there was one time we had, like, throwback scene in our wrestling things. Our theme music was, like, something from the 90s or something. My theme song was Day of Fate, which is the Gohan theme. So it was like...
You're very biased with Gohan, huh?
Gohan actually isn't one of my favorite characters, but it's just that. Those scenes, I love them. But now my ultimate scene, which is for my favorite character, Vegeta. Even though he gets a lot of L's, we still love him. Mock my pride! But anyways, my favorite scene in Dragon Ball, Vegeta's final atonement. When he gave up his life to try to kill Boo. To the point, I actually have a shirt. The back of it is literally Vegeta just, like, looking back when he was saying to, like, this goes out for you, Bulma, Trunks, and yes, even you, Kakarot. I literally have that printed on the back of that shirt. Like, I don't have it printed. I found that shirt, and I was like, give me that shirt. I don't care how much it is. Give me that shirt. And I have, like, two Instagram posts about it on my Instagram. Those are, like, my most memorable scenes. Others are amazing. Like, there's the Master Roshi, like, epic battle, like, in the Tournament of Power. The team-up of Goku, Frieza, and Android 17 versus Jiren, that's amazing. Ultra Instinct, but, like, the Gohan one and Vegeta one, I can't stop thinking about it. And sometimes, like, whenever I feel like I just need that extra push in the gym, I might watch those scenes again.
Yeah, just for the motivation. How about you, Alnor? Yeah. You've been quiet. Bro, share something.
Listening to Jinzo. Jinzo's talking. I can't trust him, you know?
Yeah, I respect your elders. Yes, yes.
Yeah, respect your elders, exactly.
Okay, how about you, Alnor?
Well, I mean, there's so many scenes to pick from, but for me, from Goku's side, my favorite scene is when he turned Super Saiyan 3 against Janemba. I don't know if any of you have seen that.
Oh, okay, that's actually not a bad one. That reminds
me. Not the one, though.
You're saying it's not a bad one? Like, bro!
Like, Super Saiyan 3 is a really sensitive topic to people. Oh. Like, they're saying it's the useless transformation at the point.
I saw a video about it. The thing is, Super Saiyan 3 is stronger than it should be. Like, it's so much stronger than it is. and how they showed it in the anime and in the movie, it's actually so much stronger. Because the thing about Super Saiyan 3 is that it takes a toll with the energy, but in return, he gets like huge amount of power. It's a risk-reward thing.
That's the thing. With the Super Saiyan 3, there are better transformations, which with better control now, basically, with blue and everything. If, like, sorry, just one thing. Two transformations that they didn't give justice were Super Saiyan 3. Literally, I think it has only one win, which is the movie where, like, you guys know Tapion? He's the guy that technically gave Trunks his sword, the one that he's using now, technically. In that movie, when he was fighting that giant being, he gave him, like, a dragon fist, and that's the only time Super Saiyan 3 actually had a win. And then Super Saiyan God, when it got introduced, I was like, okay, this is fresh. He looks lean, but, like, with more power. Like, he's tranquil, calm. I thought this would have been, like, amazing. But literally, next movie, forget about it. Give us a blue.
Yeah.
Give it some time. Yeah. It's actually a cool transformation. But, like, anyways, continue on the line, sorry.
But
he's so passionate in Dragon Ball. He's like, just like that.
My second favorite scene is also the Vegeta one, where he blew himself up. The only reason is because the character development, like when Vegeta went from this like soulless guy who doesn't care about anyone to becoming the guy who just tries to save everyone in like a split second like that, it's just like, I think it's one of the best moments in the anime, all of it, like, because that's when Vegeta's character starts developing from that moment.
Exactly. Like one thing about that part, the Majin Vegeta part, like when Goku died in the Cell arc, Vegeta lost all hope, basically. Yeah, he became a family man, blah, 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 stuff like that. He lost his drive to fight. His rival just died. The next strongest opponent is Gohan. Where's Gohan? He's not doing anything. He's being Saiyan man.
Studying. Which he's forcing him to study.
Yeah. Okay, just one thing. There's a YouTube series called Dragon Ball Abridged. If you want to know how many times I watched it, you will grab your head. I think it's at the moment 60 episodes. They're just like, it's funny dubbed versions of the anime series of Dragon Ball Z. It stops at the Cell arc, and then the Buu arc is just like snippets. But anyways, I watched the full 60 episodes, plus the movies. There's like 12 or 18 movies. Each are like 30 minutes. Like the least are 5, and then the most are like 30 minutes. I watched everything over, I'm pretty sure, over 200 times. To the point that I can close my eyes, listen to it, and remember it scene by scene.
Scenes.
Bro,
you're
even,
crazy.
Like, I can even recite what they're saying in the upper series. Like, I remember the part where, like, Cell blasts Trunks in the chest, and then they're talking about, like, death and everything, like the other guys, and then Vegeta's like, my baby boy! And then he charges at Cell, and Gohan is like, Vegeta, no! Vegeta, yes!
Yeah.
Be surprised, though, as you said, the character development of Vegeta from being a soulless guy to being a family man, and then loving Bulma and Trunks. And...
Exactly. That was emphasized in the Buu arc. When he's like, when he lost Goku, basically, he didn't have like the drive to fight and everything. But then when Goku came back, he was like, "What the f*** are you doing here, bro?" And then like they just went back to it. He literally joined that tournament in that time just to fight Goku. He didn't care about everyone, like anyone. When they were like testing their punching strength, everyone's like going like to just like keep it as low as possible. Vegeta just. Wait, Vegeta. Oh, shit, hold on. Vegeta just went like
the whole machine,
and the machine was gone. And then the announcer's eyes were like just popping out. It killed me. But anyways, this is when Bobbidi. This is how I remember them.
Bobbidi.
Yeah, that's the surname, right?
Yeah. Bobbidi, Bobbidi, Boo. But anyways, this is how he found out that inner evil that is in Vegeta. It's there, but like it doesn't show. This is how he took control of him. But then, like, I'm getting goosebumps at this point. This is when, what's it called? He was trying to take control of Vegeta. He wanted extra power for Buu. Vegeta didn't care. He's like, I'm not going to say it. Vegeta would always visit Gohan, fight me. And then Gohan's like, no. And then he would go to him, fight me. And he's like, Vegeta, no. And then, what the fuck is my man? And yeah. But yeah, the Abridged series is a huge factor for me. Like, if I forget something like that happened in the anime, I can just go back to the Abridged series. There's one part, if you guys remember Tien. Tien is actually one of my favorite characters.
Oh, yeah. Power levels, right?
That's, by the way, Brahim, that's from the Abridged series. That's from the
I watched it. I didn't know the name of it, but I know what it is. I've seen clips.
Yeah, I love that moment when like Cell was like, "Oh, look, it's Tien. What are you gonna do about it?" And then he was like, "You know what? Super Saiyans, power levels, and you, Kiko, oh!" And he was like, "Oh, so cute." And then and he's just like Kiko hoeing all the time. And the Kiko, even in the anime, every series, whatever, the reason why it's powerful, it actually like takes from the energy of the person. It doesn't take just from the ki, even his life energy. Like when he did it to Nappa, he literally died after doing one. And against Cell, he fired like almost 10, 20 times. Kiko, ho! And Cell is trying to get back. And then at the final one, he's like, "Are you done?" Tien was like, "Kiko, ho!" And then when he was dying, Cell was like, "What's your final words?" And then Tien was like, "Kiko, f*** yourself."
But wait. I think Alnemar was not yet done with his top scenes. He only mentioned two, and you were about to mention top.
I mentioned two. How many are you supposed to mention?
No. I thought
any.
That's your top.
Because like, there's so many. Like,
there's so
that's
many.
The problem.
Yeah. So many. Yeah, there's so many. I have so many like scenes. Super Saiyan 3 against Boo, or when Vegito fights Boo, and when he was a candy, and he just starts beating up. He's the candy.
Goku sacrifice when he fought Cell.
Oh yeah, wait. Yeah. There's one more scene when Gohan was against Boo, and Boo was like, "So, what did he say? So little man, you want to fight me?" And Gohan said, "Fight you? Nah, I want to." That was one of the coldest scenes.
Gohan is so arrogant at times, no?
Like, yeah. When he gets like a huge power up, he just becomes arrogant, and then he loses.
That's the same part.
It's like Vegeta. Yeah.
But wait, for me, I'm not as a huge fan as you guys when it comes to Dragon Ball. I've only watched, I think, until Buu Saga. You guys will hate me more. I remember it's not Buu Saga. I watched until GT.
No one cares about GT.
Let me say one thing. I am one of the few people that actually find GT enjoyable. Yeah, it's not as good as the other parts, but GT is enjoyable, and it gave us one of the coldest transformations for me, my favorite, which is Super Saiyan 4. It should be the ultimate transformation for a Saiyan. Most people don't mention it. Most people don't know it. Do you guys know about Dragon Ball Heroes?
Yeah. I know that one, no.
Yeah, Dragon Ball Heroes is just an anime made for fans, just fan service. Literally, it's fan service. Every transformation you want for a character is literally there. You want Broly Super Saiyan 4? You got it. You want Gogeta Super Saiyan 4, but like a new form? You got it. You want the Super Saiyan that is Super Saiyan 3, but stronger than the gods? You got it.
It's a fan service.
Wait, one more thing. You want Goku versus Goku? You also got it as well.
Let me add to that. You want Goku Super Saiyan 4 versus Goku Super Saiyan Blue? You got it. Literally,
you want Goku Super Saiyan 4 versus Ultra Instinct? You also got it. They just put everything in it. Everything. Everything is just in it.
The story is like non-existent, but like...
Oh, I don't care about the story. It's just the fight scenes were amazing. I didn't care about the story.
That's it.
What plot twist? He doesn't care about plot twist or what plot? We don't need that.
The plot twist, you need to be like Einstein or like someone just who needs to think about it. You know, it's like time, universes and stuff. I don't want to think about that. I'm here to watch
see the fight. That's it.
Just beat up each other. That's all I'm here for.
You remember the Black Goku arc, right?
Yeah.
It's fine, guys. He's not black, but anyway.
He's not black.
I don't know if I feel offended.
You know, I've seen a meme about it. It's just that clip, and then the quote on it is that POV, you're a police officer in America.
Like when I first watched this, I was like, did I get offended by this?
Just cut it. Yeah, just cut it away.
I don't know, if you want, just cut it.
I'm just joking.
But anyway. And the Black Arc, a lot of people were disappointed by the ending. Like, the ending was really bad. I will say it myself. The ending was like Goku Black and Zamasu fused, and then they became like this ultimate being. They took over the full-on universe. And then what did Goku do to, like, stop that? He pressed a button. He brought Zeno-sama, the king of all. Literally, like, there are gods in Dragon Ball, but, like, we don't care about them. We just care about Zeno. He's, like, the ultimate one. He was like, I don't like this place. He's like, boom. He deleted the whole universe, and that's it. It's anticlimactic as fuck, honestly. Like, they should have given Trunks the win. Trunks should have done something, because this is his story. He should have been the savior, blah, blah. Ended as, for him, killing Zamasu, killing Goku. Something happens, the Mafuba, whatever. Something happens, like, give Trunks the win. It's the same with Vegeta versus Frieza in Resurrection F. Why did Goku take the win? Vegeta had, like, more, like, with Frieza. Like, he was abused by him. His planet got destroyed by him. Blah, blah, blah. There's a lot of things. Vegeta,
like, there's more emotion.
It was supposed to be Vegeta's moment, but no. Chuck it to Goku. Goku, no, he's going to destroy the world.
They're coming out. So I now, got the bike.
So this one is a spoiler, actually, so I'm not sure if I should say it. But, okay, you know what? Out of context, I'm not going to say anything what's happening later on, but everyone knows Frieza's alive now, basically, after the Tournament of Power, blah, 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 because he came back to Earth to take the Dragon Ball so he can wish to be 2 inches taller. And I'm not joking, by the way. He actually wants to wish to be, like, 5 centimeters taller,
Five centimeters.
In his final, in his final form. But anyways,
I remember Bulma's wish, though. No, I got a spoiler,
He wanted to wish for 5 centimeters gradually, so no one would think that he just, like, you know, so that people would think that he's actually growing.
That's a smart way of putting it, yeah.
He said he didn't want immortality, he didn't want, like, any wishes. He has everything. He's, like, the emperor of the universe, and if he wished for immortality, he talked about his time in hell, when he was surrounded by, like, what's it called, the munchkins and everything, and he was, like, just angry. That was his eternity, and he doesn't want that. But I really hope Vegeta gets something against Frieza and actually gets a win against him. Like, I don't think they went further in the manga about that, but I hope later on when they write to continue the manga, hopefully they continue the manga, it's gonna be Vegeta getting his win, hopefully.
But wait, I'm still not done with the top moments. The second top for me is the energy ball scene about Majin Buu. I just feel like it's a collective experience. Yeah, spirit bomb. Because I'm not sure if it's called spirit bomb for you guys, Genkidama. For us, in energy bomb in the Philippines, so it has a lot of names. But for me, it's a collective experience of, like, watching it on TV, live television, and then every kid that you will see is, like, raising their hands. And people will be thinking that, oh, they're weird. Why are they raising their hands? Because, like, for us, if we see kids who are doing Naruto Run nowadays, we feel that they're weird. Yeah. But for us, we're doing Kamehameha and, like, ki control secretly, and, you know, the energy bomb and, like, the Genki Dama, you know. And the top for me is the first time Goku became a Super Saiyan.
Yeah, that's, like,
of course.
It's a classic. It's a classic.
It's a classic, bro. Yeah, like, it's a classic. When Krillin died because of Frieza, he was just, like, super angry. And then you can see the hair going up slowly, turning yellow, and then, like,
you know, the thing I liked about that moment is that Goku, in a split second in the animation when he turned Super Saiyan, he looked like a monkey. Like, he looked like the Ozaru form for, like, a split second. I don't know if you noticed, but for me, when I see it, it kind of looks like a monkey when he does. Really? And I think if it was done deliberately, then that's amazing.
I will have to rewatch that scene to make sure.
Yeah, I watched it so many times. That's why.
Yeah, that's why. Amy, you were about to say something?
Yeah, no, I was going to say, like, obviously, like, we've spoken a lot about Dragon Ball, but are you guys a fan of other works from Toriyama aside from Dragon Ball?
What's her name? Arel? Arel? I think Arel, right? The girl with the purple hair. No, Arel. She has, like, glasses and purple hair.
Yeah, with the cap.
No one.
Yeah, that one.
She's an android, basically. Mm. And she actually fought Goku and Vegeta.
Oh, yeah, that girl. Okay, I remember. Yeah.
And she was in the first Dragon Ball anime, not the Z one. She made a cameo over there as well. I didn't watch that, but I know of it. And
you didn't watch it? And you call yourself a fan? I'm sorry.
So you guys haven't played any games like Dragon Quest, Chrono Trigger?
Oh, Dragon Ball FighterZ.
Can I just say one thing?
It's a Dragon Ball, bro! Dragon
Ball. Everything is Dragon Ball.
Since you mentioned Dragon Quest, Brahim, do you know Dragon Quest?
I've heard of it, but I haven't looked into it.
I'll remind you what it is. Dai Shuja'i.
Oh, wait, they made a game of that?
There's games. I think it was a game first. I don't know. But, you know, fun fact, maybe, for me and Ibrahim, I think...
Yeah. But, I mean, I didn't watch the whole thing. It's just sometimes...
Yeah, I understand. We watched Dragon Quest before Dragon Ball, technically.
That's interesting. Yeah. Can you elaborate on that?
Before Dragon Ball came on Space Toon, we had Dragon Quest. It's called Dai Shuja'i for us. And the main character, his name is Dai. I think there was a remake about it like a few years ago. I think it was like two or three years ago. It's called Dragon Quest something. Dragon Quest Adventures, I think. Dai Nobuken. Yeah, I think it's Dai Nobuken. It still tells the story of Dai, and hopefully, I think next Comic-Con, I might be cosplaying as Dai, actually. I love what they call the story. And I think in Space Toon, what we watched, the last episodes were Dai meeting his father. They have, like, the dragon emblem. They're, like, dragonborn, basically. And that's it. In the anime, the remake, they made him fight his dad. And I kid you not, 2 days ago, I had a screen recording of the fight of him and his dad. I watched it fully again. It's literally a Dragon Ball fight. His dad actually shoots a Kamehameha, technically. Like, he closes his hand. His hand actually looks like a dragon's gaping mouth and shoots a Kamehameha at Dai. And then they're flying all over and fighting like a Dragon Ball scene, technically. Like, I would actually recommend to watch that anime. I stopped at that fight. I didn't continue. I might continue later. But the animation is epic. It's actually really epic. And, yeah, it's literally Dragon Ball. But yeah, that's Dragon Quest. And I think I played some of the games when I was a kid, like really young.
Yeah, but I feel like for me, the most memorable really is Dragon Ball. Like that's what put Toriyama's name up there, you know, for all of us.
Yeah, just one thing about like the animations and everything. Do any of you know Halo?
Yeah, Halo. Yeah.
The video game Halo. Yeah. One of my favorite video games, by the way. Reese is like the best story. There's an anime about Halo, by the way. It's called Halo Legends. It's not an anime. It's like different stories with different animation studios that made some of the scenes. One episode, it's called 1337 Leets, by the way. And it tells the story of a Spartan that fell on a different planet. He was fighting a brute. And on the planet, there were like some other characters. And if you see it, you'll be like, I know that animation. It's literally Dragon Ball animation. I think Akira Toriyama worked on that animation for Halo. And they had like a fight scene, like literally a Dragon Ball fight scene, which was epic. Like I would never thought you would have like something in Halo, one of my favorite franchises. So I was like, oh my God, Dragon Ball and Halo, yay.
But yeah. So he definitely inspired a lot of works and worked with a lot of people.
Collaborations.
They had a lot of collaborations because of the impact he did. I'll make this the last question. How did you guys process or cope with Akira Toriyama's passing? And what impact did it have on you guys?
Yeah, I was just checking my face was like, what? And then I checked, like, I remember finding out on my Samsung, news list. I literally don't use that feature. Just, like, by mistake, when I'm, like, swiping, it just goes on it. I'm like, Akira Toriyama passed away at 68. I'm like, and he was 1 year away from the legendary number. And I'm like, no.
He almost got it. He almost did it. Almost
got it. Yeah.
I was like, no way. Wait, what's going to happen next? In my mind, I never thought he would die, basically.
Aww.
And then, like, my first thought, I was like, okay, where are the Dragon Balls? Where are the Dragon Balls? Let's gather them. Let's bring him back. But I don't think Dragon Balls work in that case. We can't bring someone that died from natural causes back to life.
We'll upgrade that.
Yeah, we'll just pretend it upgrade. But yeah, like hearing him passing away, like it was such a huge blow. And then like I saw a lot of people posting about it and everything, like just like reminding me and everything. Like I have a friend of mine in wrestling as well. That guy, one time, both of us, we wrestled in like a Dragon Ball theme. Like I had the Majin sign on my forehead and he did the same one time. It was really hard to process for us seeing that he passed away because we're talking about someone that impacted our lives really, really hard. Like looking at it way, way back, like trying to shoot Kamehamehas when we were kids, trying to go Super Saiyan, screaming on the top of our lungs. I would say sometimes, yeah, the story didn't have like meaning sometimes, blah, blah, whatever. Everything that was happening, all of that epicness and some of the lessons that we learned in the anime because of him, they were like a lot. And I have some motivational quotes from the characters as well, like just like listening to them sometimes. It's just a lot. And I don't know, just like processing it. Like till this day, it's just unbelievable. Like we lost one of the greatest pioneers in anime. Like leaving Dragon Ball aside, we lost one of the big names in anime. Like I don't know a lot of anime creators and everything, like some of the writers, but Akira Toriyama, I will never forget the name. Mostly because in the Abridged series in Team Four Star, in the from beginning of the episode, they will like credit him a lot. So yeah. Akira Toriyama. So I will never forget the name. But yeah, Ibrahim.
Well, for me, at first, I thought it was a joke. Mm-hmm. I actually didn't believe it. I just thought it was a joke. I was like, nah, it's fine. I'll just wait till tomorrow and he's going to be back. It's fine. It's whatever. And the next day, I just saw people posting. I was like, okay, maybe this is not a joke anymore. After that, I just got like a lot of memories of me as a kid coming back from school, you know, watching Spacetoon and then just hearing that music. And it was a shock as well. Like, it was a shock because there's so many amazing moments in the anime, even though a lot of people will like the story and stuff, but Dragon Ball is just Dragon Ball. Like,
yeah. It's just up there.
Without Dragon Ball. Yeah. Without Dragon Ball, what will you have? Nothing.
Yeah.
Just nothing.
Exactly.
Pretty much. Like, the fact that it's the only anime, and actually it did inspire me to work out for a couple years.
I feel like a lot of guys that I've talked to always say the same thing, that Dragon Ball inspired them to start working out. Honestly,
I think most people.
Yeah. I think we were supposed to guest Ayaz as well, if you guys know him. He's the one.
Bro, like he actually did the Majin Vegeta first. He like cosplayed Majin Vegeta. Like the guy is a legend. He is a legend, and with Dragon Ball, he's amazing. I remember one time he posted something on his story. He was making his nephew watch Dragon Ball. I told him like, yes, teaching them young. Well done.
Yeah, he was supposed to be with us, but you know, guys, as you have mentioned, it's a very emotional time for him as well, especially being a super fan. Even for me, I'm not a super fan like you guys, but I felt like someone important died, like a part of my childhood died, honestly, because like, for everyone, it's a collective experience for all of us, and it's just really like, sad. Yeah.
Like, shout out to Ayaz. Like, if I'm talking about, like, one of the biggest Dragon Ball fans, I think he's, like, one of the top.
Yeah, he's
like,
there.
I think he's, like, over me, maybe. I check it out that. So, yeah, it was a huge blow, basically, not to just to us, to the anime world in general, honestly. And I see, like, all those posts about, like, Akira Toriyama, like, one of my favorite posts. You guys know the one where Goku's like looking back and saying bye with, like, angel wings?
Oh,
and
the angel wings,
yeah. The angel wings, yeah.
There was a post where like Goku like had his hand against Akira Toriyama's hand, with both of them like having the angel wings and the halo on top of their head. Like Goku was crying and Akira Toriyama was like just smiling at Goku, like just trying to comfort him. And I'm like, man, why you gotta hit me in the face like that?
There's one more post that I saw. I forgot his name. There's this demon that when you go to heaven, he's the one who decides whether you go to heaven or hell. Yeah. I saw I forgot his name.
King Yama.
There's this drawing that Akira Toriyama went to the desk of King Yama and then he was just crying. I was like, why? Why you did this to me?
Send this to me. I want to be in my field as well.
Yeah. Because like he was asking, what's your name? And then he said, Akira Toriyama. And then he was just like, TV. That's too much. That's too much for my poor heart.
One of the posts I saw was, it's a bit relatable as well, is when Vegeta was standing in the rain, looking up.
It's when he was trying to go Super Saiyan at that time. He wasn't crying. It was just raining.
No, he wasn't. It was just raining. Yeah, he was not crying.
Yeah, I'm quoting from Fullmetal Alchemist.
From an Alchemist, the crying of Roy Mustang, right? Like that
oh
iconic.
My God. I cried at that moment. I literally cried, by the way. But anyways, so two topics I just want to emphasize on. So the first one is like fandom of Dragon Ball. Ibrahim may know this, like in Arabic, Goku yaghlib kulla. Basically, Goku beats everyone.
Like in Goku, anime, solos. Goku solos.
Goku solos.
Goku solos.
Yeah. Goku solos.
Yeah. Like, give me an. Like when I was like basically one of those toxic fans, basically like Goku beats everyone, and before Dragon Ball Super, I would say Goku will beat anyone. put Superman against Goku. Okay, Prime Superman. Goku goes Ultra Instinct, beats him. But then they actually made the comparison. Yeah, Superman can beat Goku technically. But anyway,
No. I will talk back. I will talk back. Just continue. Just finish your point.
Let's talk about the Superman topic.
Let me tell you first. I saw a video about this. Okay, about the Superman versus Goku. The guy who made the video, he combines everything. From all universes, he combines them all. So all powers of Goku. So basically, he took Goku from Super Heroes.
He
took Superman from all the comics, all the movies, everything together, and he said that even with all that power, Goku beats Superman in base level. Doesn't even need Super Saiyan.
No.
So if you want to talk about everything combined, then Goku solos. Just Goku solos. If you're going to talk about only Ultra Instinct, then yeah, I'll say, you know what, Goku loses some fights. But if you want to combine everything, because remember in Heroes, he was fighting people who can control time itself, and he was beating them. Hello.
That's the thing. Here, I'd say Prime Superman, when he absorbed the sun, basically, Superman gets his powers from the sun, but he absorbed the sun. Kryptonite doesn't work anymore because the sun is within him. For me, Goku is strong. He is like there in the anime spectrum. But personal opinion, I love Goku and everything, but Superhero Prime can't solo Goku. I still didn't watch that video, the one you're talking about, Prime. I need to watch it and actually see it. Maybe I'll change my opinion. But if we're talking about anime itself, anime, Goku can beat a lot. I had like a post on my Instagram one time. Goku was like dodging attacks from Luffy, Ichigo, and Naruto. And then another one, Vegeta was dodging attacks, I think, from Sasuke and someone else from Bleach, because I didn't want Bleach yet. And I think, who else? And Zoro. They were dodging their attacks, like, easily. And then people were, like, telling me, One Piece is your uncle, basically. And no, Luffy can beat Goku, blah, 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 stuff like that. I'm like, are you kidding me? Like, we're talking about, like, someone at God level.
I can have a counter argument for that, for someone who says that Luffy can beat Goku. So maybe it will be a spoiler, but everyone knows, you know, Luffy go Gear 5, right? Everyone
knows. Yes.
Did you see what happens when he powers down after he's done with fighting? What happens? He just gets tired, right?
Yeah.
He just says, that's it. What happens when Goku, when Goku powered down from Ultra Instinct? What happens?
He goes back to his base form, and his base form is just like, wow.
Bro, but his back just exploded. What do you mean? Did you not see? When he was fighting Jiren, and he was about to end Jiren, basically. And then the power of the angel, basically, it like took, like, I think he couldn't take, his body couldn't take it. And then he was taking a full force power of the angel on his body.
Mm-hmm. Let's just say, no, this is a spoiler. This is a big spoiler. But like later on, you will see what Goku
manga, you mean?
Can. In the manga.
Yeah. I mean, I know. I've seen it.
You know, people watching this, maybe they don't know.
I know. I've seen it.
So, yeah, you see what he does. It's just, spoiler alert, it kind of references technically Naruto. But anyways, when people tell me that the big three can take on Goku or something, in my opinion, I would say
no.
Goku can beat them. But there are anime characters that can technically beat Goku. One of them, people are going to like hate me for this. Does anyone know the anime Saiki Kusuo? It's a comedy anime. Saiki can beat Goku. Saiki is so powerful that he had two power mitigation antennas on his head. If he loses one only, not both of them. If he loses one of the power mitigation antennas, in his sleep, he can destroy the world. While he's sleeping, the world can be destroyed. He actually one time, by mistake, teleported his whole entire school to another island because he was asleep. And his antenna fell off. Someone took his antenna off. So imagine if he takes off both antennas. He can actually take control of time and space itself and like literally destroy. I think he can destroy even Zeno. And if we're talking about the same anime, about people that can beat Goku, at the moment there is one person that I can't talk about that can beat Goku because it's going to be a huge spoiler. Another one is Beerus. That's a given. Mm-hmm. Beerus is like the level that they aspire to. Angels, all the angels are stronger than Goku. Then there's the Grand Priest, and then there's the bodyguards of the, what's it called, Zeno. And then there's Zeno, he's just Zeno. Like if we're talking about who are the stronger than Goku in the same anime even. But other animes, yeah, they have people that are stronger than Goku. But like, I know 100%, like, very hardcore anime fans, Goku can reach their level because if he trains hard enough, he will get there. Saiyans have no limits. And yeah.
I think there is a problem with like trying to compare Goku with other animes because like the universes are just different. You know what I mean?
But
like,
how it was the universes are
completely different. Like, so when you want to compare, you have to look at their feats and their powers. You know, you can't really say that, oh, he just...
Yeah.
When it comes to strength, you can't really decide. You just have to look at the feats of the character.
Yeah, no, and I think the video that Elnumer mentioned to you a while ago, Jinzo, is actually probably from the same person, the video that you watched. Yeah, he made one where it was like the original classic, and then the other one was Dragon Ball versus the DC comics. Like Superman and DC comics.
A huge comparison that people make all the time is One Punch Man versus Goku. I love Saitama. I love him so much, but let me just...
Yeah, I love him too. I watched the anime. Yeah. I love him.
Yeah, Goku, in his base form, can beat Saitama in his death punch mode, basically.
Yeah.
Goku can one punch the One Punch Man. Basically,
I remember someone telling me that Goku can just teleport Saitama in the outer space and he's gonna be dead because, like, he's still human.
But Saitama was thrown into space in the anime, he just holds his breath.
Exactly, but like,
it's also in real life as well, right? You know, it's in real life when you go to space.
It's same with Goku. Goku can't breathe in space. Like, just only the outer region of the space, like, of the atmosphere, that's it. But, like, if he goes further into space, he can't breathe. Saiyans have, like, they can technically can stand it a bit, but no. The only technically creature that can survive in space is Frieza. This is why Cell was able to survive in space, because he has, like, he has Frieza DNA in him.
But I think the difference is Saitama cannot teleport Goku into space.
That's or, like, another planet.
Goku would never stoop that low. Goku, if he would fight Saitama, he would want to fight him in his strongest state. Yeah, even in, what's it called, in the death battle, I think, in Superman versus Goku, there was a kryptonite, and what did Goku do? He grabbed the kryptonite and threw it, chucked it, like, really far away so he can fight Superman at his strongest. And that's, then, like, that was the first death battle. Yeah, just Goku. But anyways, are we finishing now? Because I have just one thing about the wrestling thing that I do.
Yeah, go for it. Yeah, go for it.
So some of the Dragon Ball aspired things in wrestling that I do is my wrestling attire. Actually, I have like a mask that like opens up. Check it on my Instagram, guys. I'll give you my Instagram.
Send us a picture. Yeah, yeah.
I made a scouter. The scouter is one of my favorite things, Dragon Ball. I didn't put in my keys yet. I have like a keychain that has Dragon Radar. Still in my car. I still didn't put in my keychain. I bought it like a few days ago. But anyways, in wrestling, my attire actually has like the ass Dragon Ball with the scouter. Other than that, some of the moves I do, from the top rope, I have a jumping forearm, basically. Like, I go and then dive on the other person, like, with the forearm, like, to the face. But, like, my setup to it is making a Kamehameha kind of gesture and then, like, driving the forearm. Mm. That's one. And another one is, like, I actually, like, charge up a Kamehameha and, like, attack the guy in the gut, basically. And then, do I have others? I'm not sure. Maybe there's other inspiration. But then the final one, which is my finisher, I even made a comparison. I made a video of a comparison to both. I was going to call it the final smash. Because the inspiration, is from Vegeta. And it was going to be final flash. I was opting to make it called the final comet. But now people like Meteor Fall. So now it's called Meteor Fall.
Meteor Fall, wow.
So basically, so basically the move is I jump from the top rope, like, you know, the turnbuckle, right? For wrestling. So I jump from the top rope and then I drive knee first. So my knee goes on the chest of the other guy.
Ooh.
So like, yeah. So sometimes it's chest to throat, basically.
Mm-hmm.
Knee goes chest to throat. So the inspiration for that was Vegeta, actually. When they were on Namek, when they were fighting the Ginyu Force, they were getting their ass beat by Raikoum. As they were about to die, Goku shows up, dispatches Raikoum in like 2 seconds. Berter and Jace, they try to fight Goku like 2-on-1. And he just beats them like this. When Vegeta came to, Krillin told Goku, like, you kill them really easily and we had like such a hard time. He was like, oh, I don't care. They're still alive. Vegeta's eyes, like, they were red there. He was like, must dispatch them, must kill. Literally, jumps on Bertha's neck, knee first, kicking him instantly. That's the inspiration for the movie. Right. Just, but with the knee to the neck of Bertha, I was like, a knee to the neck. It's a wrestling move, but no one does it. No one does it. Because people think it's really simple. It's easy to make. Simple move. But like from the top rope, diving on the guy, not a lot of people did it. And I wanted to look at videos of people who did it so I can like kind of have an idea how to do it. Yeah. I didn't find any. My friend, he's like our trainer as well in wrestling. He got me a video. I saw it. I'm like, okay, that looks cool. Let me try to make it look even cooler. My version is like the jump is like how Vegeta actually jumped, like arms up and then like driving the knee first on the guy's neck, basically. I make it look more theatrical. So I have like a comparison video of Vegeta jumping and doing it and then me doing it on another guy. The guy, when I hit him, people were telling me, like, is he, because his body, like, literally, like, went limp. I kind of got concerned after that backstage. I asked him, like, is he fine? He's like, yeah, I'm fine, I'm fine. But yeah, the Dragon Ball inspired a lot of things in my day-to-day life.
I honestly feel like we need a part two just for you, you know, for wrestling and other stuff, you know?
Yeah, if I can say this, whatever I said today, whatever, like, happens right now about Dragon Ball, whatever I talked about, I can't even say that's like 20 or 30% of what I have.
Yeah.
About
we can
Ball.
Feel it. Like, you know, like,
yeah.
It's a whole episode if it's on.
We didn't even talk about our favorite moves. Like,
yeah.
Our favorite power. See? See?
You just spark another topic.
No, Abraham, I actually want to know your favorite move. I want to judge.
Vegeta Stardust Crusader. Why, is that bad?
That's one. Nice one. Well done.
Bro, it's sick. What do you mean?
That's...
Yeah. Just.
I love it. I love how. No, like even when he just chucks.
Not
it,
even
like...
a question. Yeah.
It's oh. Now mine is the final flash, but like I kind of forgot about that. But that's actually such a sick move. I love it. Sometimes in the gym, I actually do like some poses with like energy balls in my hand or something, just like basically just chucking them. But yeah. Do you guys have a favorite move?
For me, not really. Not much, yeah. I know. That's why we had you as guests, guys. Because we're not as super fans as you, okay?
that's
the main purpose. Because like for when Amy and I decided to do this Akira Toriyama episode, we might not give it proper justice.
Give it justice,
For if it's just the two of us. Because we know him. We have watched Dragon Ball since we were kids. But like it's different when someone as passionate as you guys are here to talk about it. Because you really know Dragon Ball from A to Z. Like you know more than us. Even though this is an anime podcast. So yeah, we are really glad to have you guys here. Just to wrap up the episode, anything that you want to promote, guys, like your Instagram or YouTube, if you have any socials that you want us to follow. Let's start with you, Aldemar. Yeah.
I just have Instagram. It's just a.aldemar. Mm-hmm. I don't really use social media a lot. I used to stream, but mm-hmm. then I stopped due to studying. Maybe I'll get back to it in the future. Mm-hmm. And if I do, my stream name is The Boiled Cat.
I love it.
That's my online name. Basically, my gaming name is just Boiled Cat.
Okay, we will have another discussion for that. Why are you so mean to cats?
It has a backstory. Okay, it has okay. a backstory.
We will talk about that next time you're here.
I think you should change your Instagram name to Boiled Cat as well. That would be.
Oh really?
Just so you know. How about you, Jinzo?
Mine is HMD Jinzo. If you see like a guy sitting with monkeys, that's me. Like literally, my DP is monkeys are around me. Mostly, I do my stuff over there. I post some random stuff about the anime. I have like some anime transitions. My next one, hopefully, is gonna be about Dragon Ball, like just transitioning from real life into anime. I did one about Demon Slayers, about Attack on Titan, and just random ones as well. So hopefully the next one is going to be about Dragon Ball. Check me out, guys, on HMD Jinzo. You're not going to regret it.
Okay, and what about you, Vibs? Anything you want to plug?
Yeah, just follow me at Vibs Blackmage on Instagram. That's also my Twitch handle. And obviously subscribe to the Ara Ara channel, guys. And how about you, Amy?
Can I just say one thing?
I just knew you were
going to
do that.
By the way.
I have a feeling Aldemar is not going to do that.
I'm not
going to
do that.
Give your best.
I'm going to be lacking.
Let me try my best. Wait.
That's not bad. That's pretty good.
Better than ours.
That would have been better than what Vibs and I could do. But
yeah. How about you, Amy? Anything to promote?
No, nothing. Just follow me on Just Amy Thing. And yeah, guys, obviously follow the Ara Ara channel and don't forget to like and subscribe. And yeah, thank you so much for watching this episode and remembering Akira Toriyama's works with us today. So yeah, we'll see you guys next time. Bye.
Thank you, Jinso and Alnimer. Bye.
Thank you. See you.